Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day as I continue to broadcast from our nation's capital, from Washington, D.C., just up here on a little business, a little fun, having some good times and combining that with a little bit of work. And I'm excited about having Ruth Sherman back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is one of our top communication experts, and she's the author of the book "Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away," which is, as I said earlier, is a goal of mine, trying to get more people to see things my way, and it's not working out so well for me. That's the reason I have Ruth back on the show, so she can help us out. Ruth Sherman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back.
How's things in Washington?
It's great.
Yeah, it's nice.
The weather is absolutely magnificent.
It's been gorgeous.
I'm starting to get a little scared, Ruth, because I was in New York about a month ago, and the weather was, I mean, I've never seen the sky so blue in New York.
Yes.
As it was that, and the weather was balmy, and I mean, no humidity at all. It was just wonderful. And then now I'm here in D.C., and it's the same thing, and I'm thinking maybe like this good weather just follows me around. What do you think, Ruth?
I think that's a great thought, Jim. I think
that's
maybe
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Hey, let's talk about, of course, politics is in the news, and the campaigns are in full flight and in full throat right now, and you've been observing some of these things, and you have some thoughts for us, don't you?
I do. Well, it's been just fascinating from a communications standpoint, as it always has been, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most interesting things, of course, that has happened since the last time we spoke is that Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska, has been out there in the news and in front of people.
She's been introduced to us.
And she has made such a tremendous impact. She's had such a tremendous impact on John McCain's campaign, of course, for the better. And, very impressive woman.
Yep. And she's had an impact on national politics. Whether you like her politics or not, there's no denying that the addition of that woman to the McCain ticket has had an impact one way or the other on
Jim. Jim, I've lost you.
On everybody.
There, Jim. Jim, I'm losing you.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I said she's had the impact on everybody, hasn't she?
Oh, it's just been amazing. Well, it was remarkable. We didn't know what to expect, but what it shows me, Jim, is the power of speech is just an amazing, amazing marketing tool. And if you're out there and you're in business and you're not using that, if you're not out there speaking to groups, you are missing out on the most remarkable, I think, marketing tool that's available. And wouldn't you agree? You're out there speaking quite a bit.
Right. Well, what do you say? What do you say to people? Well, I am. In fact, I gave a speech Wednesday in Hampton Roads. But what do you say to people who don't? I don't have to tell you, Ruth, that the number one phobia is not spiders and snakes; it's fear of speaking.
That's right. People fear it more than death, amazingly enough. Right. And it's real scary, which is the interesting part is about that, is that it makes it a wide open field. So it's across the board. Nobody likes to go out and do it, or most people don't like to go out and do it. So if you are one of the people who's brave enough or bold enough to take a chance and to get out there and speak to groups, you are in a unique or a rarefied field. So, you know, I think taking it from certainly looking at Obama and Sarah Palin, if we look at how they came to the front, how they have made their impact, being able to speak, it's like magic. It's like
well,
magic.
Obama's introduction to us about, what, four years ago, I guess, at the last convention.
That's right.
The last convention series. I mean, he rolled onto the national stage and made a big impact.
That's
People
correct.
Got impressed with him. And basically, that one speech launched his national career, didn't it?
That's right, Jim. I mean, you know, again, with all due respect to Obama, smart guy, and regardless of what your politics are, he was really a nobody before that speech. And
he was a state senator.
And frankly, so is Sarah Palin.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
It's these kinds of things really, really help. Now, look, of course...
Well, words matter, impressions matter, images matter to other human beings. And, you know, I don't know how... I was at an event, Wednesday in Hampton Roads. I was a keynote speaker of a small business... Champions Award, where they were awarding, you know, the top small business people in the area. And I interviewed the person who was the small business winner last year. And I asked him, how big a deal was it for you to get that award? How did it help your business, to be in the process, the whole process of getting the award? Because the year before they'd been nominated but didn't win. And this person said it was a tremendous boost to our business. Now that wasn't just a speech that they made. There was quite a bit of other things going on. But getting in the public eye, being out, seen in the public, in the marketplace, all of that's a big deal, isn't it?
It's a huge deal. I mean, and if you're not out there, especially in these times where, you know, things are very difficult and the financial system is, you know, is suffering some big hits, if you're not out there, you're missing out. You're missing out on a tremendous opportunity. And, you know, that's what I think the politicians realize this, obviously. They've got the best communication specialists in the world working for them.
Don't you think though, when some people who are cautious and are anxious or reticent to do speaking, and maybe they say they don't know what to speak about, when they see politicians, you know, sort of messing up, it makes them say, yeah, see there, I told you he shouldn't have done it either. What do you think?
That's right. No, I agree with you. I think that, but that's the wrong. I think that's the wrong lesson to take from it.
Yeah,
I think the better lesson is to look at these two communicators, these two politicians, extraordinary communicators, and to say, boy, that could be me. That could be me.
Right,
if I just, you know, if I take a few lessons, if I call somebody, get some coaching, if I read some books, get out there and practice. Do it.
Hold on to that thought, Ruth. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Ruth Sherman is our guest. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. And when we come back, I want to talk with Ruth about how to do this thing that Ruth's talking about, even if you're not the person to do it. Stay with us. 20 after. You don't know. Stevie Dan bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because in a few weeks, I mean literally a few, just a, less than a month probably, we're going to have a brand new look for you and some brand new tools and capability that I'm really excited about. You're going to really love the new site. Ruth Sherman is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Ruth, tell us how we can find your book and find you.
Oh, thanks, Jim. People can find my book on Amazon, and they can also go to my website, www.ruthsherman.com. Got lots of stuff there, and just let me know. I'll send you
all
one.
All right. Tell us what did we find if somebody wanted to get you to help them with something, what would that be? What would be an example of what you might do for them?
Oh, for goodness sake, let's see. I would help a person give a keynote speech. I would write that speech for them if they needed it. I'd edit their PowerPoint slides and
role play
coach
with them on a maybe role play with them on a presentation
absolutely.
Or something like that.
Yep, help them with their presentation in every aspect of the presentation. Or if they need to go and talk to somebody like you, Jim, if they need to go on the air and talk to the press, or I can help them with that as well. So,
good. I'm glad to know. I wanted my audience to know all of that. Ruth, One of the things that, you know, we were talking about, folks, we're talking about the some of the twists and turns of political communication and how you and I can learn from this. One of the things that happens in politics is these politicians can't be everywhere, so they hire surrogates, don't they? Or
they do.
Or surrogates volunteer to help them. Why couldn't a small business owner who may not be the best speaker, who may not, you know, for whatever reason, may not be the right person or think that they're the right person, but they have an employee who's really well-spoken, knows the business, comes across really well. What's wrong with having that person going out in the marketplace and doing speaking on your behalf?
There is nothing wrong with that whatever, Jim. I think that that's a great idea, actually. And I think it's actually better than what the politicians are doing with your first example, which is to have surrogates go out there. Because with a small business, if you have an employee who happens to be a terrific speaker, just has that skill and likes to do it, mm-hmm. that person is still representing your business. So that person's out there and becomes perhaps a face of your business, somebody who's out there in the public, who people can identify with, who people like, and who can draw people in from the outside. So that's a tremendous, I think, if you have somebody like that, get them out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, and let's talk about what they might talk about. What would be an example of something that they might talk about? You know, obviously, if they're going to do public speaking on your behalf, unless you've been asked to come and sell your product, you don't go sell your product, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, people don't generally want to be sold products. What they want to do when they come to a presentation is they want information that's going to help them. So the idea is, no matter whom you're speaking to, you always have to think of, well, what's in it for them? What can I give them? How generous can I be so that they take away information that they can use to better their lives or their businesses?
Let me give you an example, Ruth. Right now, I think all over the United States, people from the various financial organizations, financial planners, maybe bankers, people like that, are going to civic clubs all over the United States, talking to audiences, not about their banks or about doing business with them, but talking to people about the realities of some of the challenges the financial markets have right now. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think, and the other thing, people are scared. People are frightened about what's going on. People who are not on Wall Street, they don't understand it, and it's very difficult. So anytime somebody like that, a Wall Street representative or a financial manager, like you said, somebody who's a planner, can go out and reassure people or at least give them information. People like to have knowledge, and that makes them feel calmer, as it makes perfect sense. So if they can go out there and give them information, say, this is what's going on. Put it in common terms. This is such a huge deal. A lot of this stuff is very technical. But people, you know, lay people, certainly somebody like myself, I don't understand the twists and turns of investing. I just want to put it in a way that I can understand it. Use metaphors. Tell me what I need to know so that I can make informed decisions.
In any topic, for example, if you're in the heating and air conditioning business, maybe you want to talk to people about about some of the things, maybe some tax advantages, maybe some new technology that's available from a lot of different people on how to make your energy last longer, your home heating energy and that kind of thing last longer. Ruth, let me ask you, as we wrap up, we got about a little bit less than a minute.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on how the politicians are communicating? Who do you think is any particular politician do you think doing a better job than the others?
Of the four politicians who are now out there, of the four candidates, Sarah Palin is the only one who connects with the rank-and-file voters. She is the only one. And it's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. This is something, of course, that we've talked about, Barack Obama.
And this is a communications perspective.
This is a communications thing. I am not taking sides. And that's right. This is completely neutral. And I've been doing this for a long time. And this has been, of course, a tremendous help to John McCain. Barack Obama and Joe Biden need to do more of that if they want to get some more recognition. But it's quite interesting to watch.
Give us your website quickly, Ruth.
Oh, yes, www.ruthsherman.com.
Thanks, Ruth, for being here. Good job today. We enjoyed it very much.
Hey, thanks. Me too, Jim. Take care.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.